This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On a soupy Monday here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty and Mac with you. Dusty's off for the week, so it's just me and Mac today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bringing you to 10 o'clock in the start of Chiefs training camp. I know the boys, Alex and Cody, will be headed up to training camp beginning tomorrow. That'll be their first show up at St. Joe, and so they'll be there for you, bringing you all the sights and sounds of training camp. So
can't wait.
Always a fun time of year to see what happens in the sports world.
We got all those videos we've been yearning for, Bob. Guys in their pants and their khakis walking in the building.
That's right.
Yep, J.J. McCarthy walking in.
Look good walking
Look
in.
Great walking in. Great walking in. All white Adidas shoes. I think he was repping with some nice gray shorts. Looking good.
Yeah, Matt McMullen tweeted out some pictures and videos of some random people walking in carrying TVs yesterday in the St. Joe. I guess people want that kind of content. I don't know. But the walking thing for me has always been kind of strange. I don't know. I don't care.
It's like, okay, what are we doing here?
Started watching the quarterback, right? I'm two episodes into that. And, the Joe Burrow fashion stuff is great. I love
it's
it.
It's awesome.
I think it's cool. I do. I don't care what he wears, but the fact that he puts a lot of time and effort into that, right? It's crazy. And it's a lot of free time, he said too, which is interesting to hear from a quarterback in the NFL. Got a lot of free time, so I started playing the piano.
Yeah.
Get my wrist better. Smart.
Very smart.
Very smart.
Very
by him.
Smart.
Kirk
yes.
Cousins, I mean, is this real? I don't know anymore. He pulls up to that drive-thru and gets a hamburger after the game with his brother. We were at the game, okay, great, that kind of stuff. And
drive-thru person had no idea it was Kirk. He doesn't say it, doesn't make it seem like he's just, he's so old school, man.
And Jared Goff, he won the lottery.
Golly. I told you, man. I was like, bro. It's unreal.
I mean, he won the lottery. Good for him. I mean, good for him. But
I know that I'm hard.
Clock is ticking in Detroit right now.
That's true.
For the Lions. And so they've got to find a way to take that thing to the next level. But Jared Goff clearly did. And, the thing that I like most about the first two episodes that I saw in that, who doesn't want somebody like Dan Campbell or anybody? It doesn't have to be Dan Campbell. But somebody that supports Jared Goff. Wouldn't you love to have somebody that was in your corner as much as Dan Campbell and that Lions organization is in the corner for Jared Goff? Because when that trade got made, dude, everybody's like, oh, Jared Goff. And they went to Detroit. Nobody thought it was that big a deal. He's played spectacularly with the Lions. But, man, that coach, Dan Campbell, and that organization getting his back and letting him know, you're our guy, because he was coming off a bad situation where they didn't want him. Mentally, it's probably difficult to deal with that kind of stuff. For the first time in your career, you weren't wanted, right? Mm-hmm. You were great in high school. You were great in college. You're first overall pick. And now they're telling you, we don't want you anymore. We don't think you can play. We're going to trade you to the Lions. And the Lions embraced him and turned his whole mental state around. And I thought that was number one important thing to do. And I looked at that, I go, man, I hope more teams do that. When they acquire players, trade deadline coming up here in baseball in the next 10 days, guys that get traded, those teams that receive those players need to let them know, we wanted you. This isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
We're excited. We're excited to have you. And they did that with Jared Goff. Uh-huh. And I think that's been a big reason why he had success, especially after they started 0-10 his first year there as the quarterback. It wasn't good, right? And they still supported him and made sure that everybody had that guy's back. I think that's so important, man.
Yeah, I've loved watching Jared Goff. Really have. Really like him.
Yeah, he's been good on the field and in that show. So the news of the day, I guess you could say, is that George Karlaftis signed his contract extension the other day, right? Yesterday it came down. George Karlaftis signed for the next 4 years here in Kansas City on the eve of training camp. Great move. Great decision by the Kansas City Chiefs. And what that does, it removes any doubt from George Karlaftis that the team wants him around. He knows now for the next 4 years, he's wedded to Kansas City. They're wedded to him. We don't have to worry about the contract. Let's move forward and let me go out there and play football. You've taken that distraction from George Karlaftis and removed it and kicked it to the curb. And the Royals can follow in that standpoint as well when it comes to Salvador Perez. He has a team option for next season, for 2026. We're in July right now of 2025, And that team option has not yet been picked up by the organization. And I bring this up because I believe that if they go out there and they pick up the team option for Salvador Perez, I think that's going to remove a lot of pressing that maybe has gone on with Salvador Perez this season. Last couple of weeks, he started to heat up a little bit. I think, what, 6 homers in his last 10 games, something of that nature. And so he's starting to find his swing. But I know a lot of people all season long were complaining about Salvador Perez. We heard it a lot, right, in the first couple of months of the season. Where's Salvi? Salvi isn't doing anything. Well, maybe Salvi's thinking about the future, and maybe it's weighing on Salvi, you know, to the point of getting in the way of him going out there and being the best player that he can possibly be. And I'll speak from experience. I mean, we kind of talked about it at the start of the show. When you're in that situation and your company believes in you and tells you and shows you that they want you around long term, takes a lot of stress and pressure off of you, the employee. And I think with Salvador Perez right now, the sooner that the organization can pick up that option for 2026, the better off Salvador Perez is going to be for the rest of the season. And you take that stressor away from Salvador Perez and you say, yeah, Salvi, we got your team option. We know you're going to be back next year. You're going to finish your career here in Kansas City, and you're never going to wear another uniform in Major League Baseball. And I think the Royals need to do that with Salvador Perez. I think that's the way to handle that situation right now. Let him know that the team option is being picked up for 26 and essentially ending any kind of thought that he may have to go somewhere else next season if he wants to play another year or find another organization that wants him. And I think with Salvador Perez, in my opinion right now, he's your number two. George is your number one. Salvi is your number two. You don't want your number two greatest player in franchise history to go somewhere else and finish his career. You want him to be a lifer here in Kansas City. And the Royals have the opportunity to do that by picking up that team option. And I think by picking up that team option, you know, the sigh of relief that we all have a lot of times. I think Salvador Perez has that sigh of relief, and I think it helps him better. And if you're going to continue to push towards the postseason, I think this is as important as going out and acquiring another bat, because I think it's going to free up Salvador Perez not to have to worry about the future, and he can just focus on the now and just go out there and play baseball and not have what may happen in the future. Again, it's human nature to always think about those things. And if you can remove that from your player, less stuff to worry about, the better off you're going to be. And like I said, if you're pushing for the playoffs and you're going to go out and you're going to try to add a bat or two bats into this lineup, then you also need to go out there and show Salvador Perez you got his back and he's going to finish his career in Kansas City. Just make life a little bit easier for him.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the same thing kind of with George Karloftis, right? Kind of giving him that ease of mind. Imagine that, you know, heightened by a lot times maybe 10 with Salvador Perez. He's been here for 10 years longer. He's, like you mentioned, he's going to be in the Mount Rushmore of Royals when it's all said and done. How much he's given to this community, to this franchise. He wants that back now.
Yeah.
He wants a little bit of that back in return. Yeah, he's a little bit older. Yeah, he may not be the same player that he was at the peak of his powers 8 years ago or whatever it
who
may
is?
Be. But yeah, exactly. Who is, man? And he's still giving it every day. I don't know, I went to a game a few months ago where I just saw him spending some extra time after BP, going around to the kids, signing autographs, just going everyone. That smile is infectious, and he's given that us for years. It's time to pay him, man.
Yeah, it is. It's time to just finish out his career here in Kansas City, pick up that option and say, Salvi, you're a Royal for life. We've removed this from your mind. We're not going to have this stressor hanging over your head anymore.
Yeah.
You can go out there and play free and clear. I think it's an important move for this organization, because the last thing you want to do is not pick up that team option. Then Salvador Perez hit free agency and end up playing for the Marlins or, you know, whatever other team, you know, you want to throw in there. That's not a good look for anybody. And I don't think Salvador Perez wants to do that. I think he wants to finish his career here in Kansas City and be a one-team lifer for his entire career.
I'm sure that's probably why it's upsetting, right? It's causing some friction, you know? So it's time to nip that in the bud.
Yeah, it is. It is. Let's get Salvi's option picked up, and then we can figure out what we want to do for the next 10 days when it comes to the trade deadline, which we'll get into coming up on the other side, because there are some options that the Chiefs or that the Royals have for the second part of the season, the sprint to the finish, as I'm likely calling it. And also, it ain't Trent McDuffie. There's another player the Chiefs are talking about signing. We'll tell you who that is next.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals Baseball. baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Monday morning, Fesco and Dusty, 96.5. The Fan. Dusty's off this week. He's on a much-deserved vacation. Mac Morey is in all week with me as well. So it'll just be Mac and I for the next four and a half days or so here on 96.5 The Fan, because we're almost halfway through the Monday morning. We're an hour and some 10 minutes into a soupy, hot, nasty-looking Monday out there when it comes to the weather. My wife has jury duty today, so.
Dang it.
She's got to go down there and see if she can't get kicked off that jury.
I was about to say, get out of that.
Yeah, yep. some way or another say, I'm not going to do this, so we'll see. We'll see. She'll end up on a trial, I'm sure.
Of course.
You know. And then she can sell her story and we can be millionaires and retire.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
this was the dream I had last night. She gets on something like the OJ trial and just sells her story as the juror and makes money that way for the rest of her life. Because, you know, $3 a day being on jury duty ain't going to cut it. Okay? I'm just going to tell you right now, ain't going to cut it.
Your Jen's perspective of the OJ trial.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We have one of the jurors from this case. And so we'll see if she makes it through or get down there and then they end up settling and everybody wasted their day. And so, you know, because that's a lot of the times how it works. But, you know, she called last night, so this thing is still on. So she'll go down to City Hall, I guess, or wherever the hell it is.
I mean, she's running out of days like this. You know, she's got a few more weeks at school.
Yeah, school starts here in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I imagine.
Go back beginning of August.
First couple weeks of August, yep.
It's getting very, very close where the kiddos go back to school. The greatest time of the year. Another name that I heard yesterday that the Chiefs are considering signing to a long-term deal, not today, not tomorrow, but here in the near future, potentially, Rashi Rice. Next off season. That's the next guy. We've talked about Trent McDuffie earlier in the show. If you missed that conversation about where the Chiefs are kind of with Trent McDuffie, you can go back and grab a podcast. We talked about that earlier. He's obviously next on the list. But after that, Rashi Rice is a guy. Now, the problem with Rashi Rice is, as we saw, you know, over the weekend, there may be a suspension coming for Rashi Rice. In fact, there will be a suspension coming, I was told, for Rashi Rice. Nobody knows how long, but they do expect him to miss a handful of games this season. I said, well, we can't make that retroactive to last year when he missed the whole year, you know? So he probably will miss some games at some point this season. Gotcha. We just don't know how many and what the expectation is for Rashi Rice. But if he, you know, if he minds his P's and Q's, like they like to say, and doesn't, you know, misbehave off the field, Rashi Rice is that type of guy that they're looking at potentially signing to a long-term deal. And I think that's important as well. They're showing that he could potentially be one of those pillars, you know, for this organization. And I'm not saying that he's going to replace Travis Kelce or be the guy that Patrick Mahomes turns to once Travis Kelce ages out. But the organization's kind of telling us that right now, right? That's the next guy, one of Mahomes' big weapons that they'd like to get locked up if everything goes right and keep him here in Kansas City for a long period of time. That's the way the mind of Brett Veach is always working, Mac. You know, he's always thinking forward, always thinking ahead, always thinking about 2027 when it's 2025, as opposed to thinking about 2025. That's why they're a successful, well-run organization that doesn't get into bad contracts. They take care of things along the way. And they make it pretty simple, man. Brett Veach makes this thing look easy, and that's the greatest compliment you can give anybody in any line of work. Whatever it is you do, you make it look easy, man. And Brett Veach does. He makes this thing look really easy.
You know, and it's extremely unfortunate what happened to Rice with the injury, and then, of course, his troubles off the field have all kind of, you know, spiraled together this past year and a half, right? Brett Veach is thinking, okay, well, I know what I have. I know what we saw the last 8 weeks of that first year 2 years ago for his rookie season. We know what we saw those first three games of last year, right? He was on pace to be a top 10 wide receiver, and I truly believe that Rashi Rice is a top 10 wide receiver in this league, like a great player, and he's going to be one of the best at yards after the catch. But he's not going to get paid like that because of the injury, because of his mistakes off the field, and Brett Veach is going, okay, just like he did with George Karlaftis. Okay, let's capitalize on this now. I know what I've gotten, a young, budding player that's getting better and better each season. Let's pay him what he's worth right now so I don't have to pay him what he's going to be worth here in a year or two. Because Rashee Rice, he is one of the best-kept secrets in the NFL because of the injury, because of the trouble off the field, all those things, right? We haven't seen him enough. Mm-hmm. But even in that rookie season, just because we're so locked in, we knew what he was those last 8 weeks of the season. Statistically, he was starting to get there in his rookie year, but the normal casual NFL fan wasn't going, Rashee Rice, whoa, right. Jaw-dropping plays. It's not a Ja'Marr Chase type of revelation that he's had. Rashee Rice is that dude. He's legitimately an elite player, and I think people this year are going to realize it. And, you know, next season, next offseason, when they get Rashee Rice for three-fourths, you know, two-thirds of what those top guys are getting paid, you go, damn it, Veach did it again.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let me ask you this, and agree or disagree, I don't care what side you take on this one, and text line as well. I don't think they make the Super Bowl without Rashee Rice 2 years ago.
No, definitely not.
Right?
Definitely not.
Yeah, like he was a big reason why they made it to that. That was that 11-5, 11-6 season when Kadrapius was playing and, you know, lining up offsides and all that kind of stuff, and you needed somebody that you could rely on. Rashee Rice became that guy. And in the final eight games of that season really emerged. Unfortunately, we missed all of last year because of the injury and the friendly fire that took place. And this year, we're going to miss a couple of games, I believe, because of the suspension that is going to be levied on Rashee Rice. And so next year, maybe the first time we get to see a full season of Rashee Rice in 2 or 3 years.
Literally,
you know?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So at this point, people have kind of forgotten what Rashee Rice is. I think it's great that Veach is already kind of in the hopper, knowing that, okay, Xavier Worthy, that'll be a year or two after that. Those are kind of the two options. Noah Gray, okay, I've got him for 3 or 4 more years. We'll see how Wiley and my guy Jake Brennan-Stuhl can do. Okay, just drafted Breshard Smith, so got a few years maybe with a good running back. Like, he's constantly being okay, Josh Simmons at left tackle. We're going to have to figure out the right side with Jawan Taylor's contract coming up, but I got the interior locked in. If Kingsley works out at left guard because he's on a rookie contract,
right?
Just signed Creed. Like, he's so... Like, it's so, like, he's 4D chess. Like, I hate using that term, but he legitimately is. He's just so far ahead of what other guys are. You've got other GMs just thinking about, you know, this season or maybe what happened in the draft from a couple months ago. So I'm really excited and really eager to see what he's got in store.
Yeah, I am as well. I think Rashee Rice is going to have himself a big season, and I think he's going to show at the end of the year, even with the couple of games that he's going to miss because of the off-the-field stuff, he's still a guy that you need to lock up long-term. And again, you pay him a little bit earlier, they get their money earlier.
Yes.
They don't really have a huge impact from a salary cap standpoint if you wait to the end. That's why it's important to offer them fair contracts a little bit early so you're not in a bad contract at the end and you're not ending up overpaying when somebody goes to free agency. You've got that team control, if you will, right now. Just extend them and take care of all that stuff.
It's the same thing with George Karlaftis that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
That deal right now, some people, top 10 money... Wait a year, man. That's going to be maybe top 20, and you're going to be looking at that deal going, damn, you know, $20 million a year, whatever it is. I mean, that's two-thirds. That's half of what some of these elite guys are getting paid.
What do you think Micah Parsons is going to make in the next couple of weeks?
He's going to get over $40 million.
What do you think Trey Hendrickson is going to get here?
Mid-30s, yeah. And we've got low 20s for George Karlaftis, and that's the most he could make, again, and more realistically in that high teens area, depending on incentives and once the details come out. But, again, you're just talking about a fraction of the money that some of those guys are getting. And yes, he is not the player that those guys are, but if George Karlaftis, let's say Matt McMullen's right, let's say he's 14 sacks, Micah Parsons 17 or 18 sacks, you know, you could do the percentages pretty quickly, but long story short, you're getting a bargain.
I will say this. If George Karlaftis goes out there, Mac, and has 14 sacks this season, how many people do you think in this league will have more than 14 sacks this year?
Max 5?
Maybe.
Max?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
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 Maybe. Yes. He'll be probably, I would say, in the top 5 in the NFL.
I agree.
In sacks if he gets 14. You know what a top 5 sacker, if you will, in the NFL gets paid? A lot more than what George Karlaftis got paid.
Right. A lot more.
And so if he does go out there and dominate, it's interesting how Matt McMullen said 14 sacks. He works for the organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they're foreshadowing and predicting and, you know, obviously injuries factor in. But if he goes out there and has 14 sacks for the Chiefs this season, this offseason would have been a mess trying to re-sign George Karlaftis. And everybody would have been caught up in, oh my God, we got to sign George. Oh my gosh, we have to sign George. As opposed to some of the people on the text line this morning saying that's a bad contract for George Karlaftis.
Exactly.
It's not a bad contract for George Karlaftis. The Chiefs don't get into bad contracts right now. And Juwan Taylor was not a bad contract for the Kansas City Chiefs.
No.
Again, you and I are the Juwan Taylor fan clubs here. Yes. Other than a couple of false starts, he doesn't get beat.
No, he does not get beat. As long as the play starts and he starts on time, which thanks Chris Collinsworth for making that a whole story and him being magnified for the past year and a half. No, Juwan Taylor is a good to even like above average right tackle. He really is.
He is. No, he's one of the better right tackles.
I saw that too in the text line. I don't know.
A lot on the text line about Juwan Taylor.
Yeah,
not a good No, he's a good football player.
He is. He is.
You're right. Chris Collinsworth just happened to point him out.
Yep.
And say this is why he's better or whatever Chris Collinsworth did in that game, pointing that out. Then that became the narrative all season long, and people thought Juwan Taylor wasn't a good football player because you heard his name called for a false start penalty. Other than the false start penalties, which stink, you don't want to do that.
Of course, you got to figure that out.
Nobody's perfect, but when he plays and when he's blocking, you very rarely see a mistake by Juwan Taylor. He is probably going to go down as one of the most underappreciated players of this era in Kansas City sports.
Yes, agreed. Great point. And I think...
Thank you.
And I think with him, it's one of those things where we're always so quick to say, oh, not him, not him, not this guy. Okay, well then who? Who wouldn't have been?
Right.
Because this has been a pretty solid to even better than solid right tackle for the past few seasons. We've known what it's been to find offensive linemen that are going to be consistent and stay here and be above average for this Kansas City Chiefs team. It's been tough to come by.
Yeah, I mean, look at what's been going on the left side of that line,
man.
You know, and for the last couple of years, the right side of that line, you haven't had to worry about it. And there is something to pay for peace of mind. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'm a little OCD and whatnot. Sometimes I pay for things that I probably shouldn't pay for, but I want that peace of mind. You know, whether it's early boarding on your airline or whatever the case may be, you want to take care of that peace of mind. There's something to be said to have that peace of mind. George Karlaftis now has that peace of mind. Let's do one word, Mac.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One word. Football started, Bob. One word on players reporting to camp.
Awesome. I love the fact that we're finally here. We've made it. We're at training camp time. Seeing the guys walk in is not very interesting. And everybody's putting up the videos, but they're here. It's go time. It is time to say, all right, you've been ripping us since probably the first quarter of the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Right? On like the 9th of February. Here we are on the 21st of July. We've heard your nonsense. We've heard you tell us we're washed. We heard you tell us that Patrick Mahomes isn't any good. We've seen you tell us that other quarterbacks are better than Mahomes. Kelce doesn't have it anymore. All of this negativity that has surrounded this club all offseason, it is finally now here where they can go out there and exact those demons and tell everybody, hey, we're still the Kansas City Chiefs. You mark my word, that first play that we see is going to be a deep pass to Xavier Worthy for a touchdown in training camp.
Yes.
Nagy's going to do a dad dance, and everybody's going to celebrate, and everybody's going to be ecstatic over that. And they're going to do that on purpose to show everybody else, hey, remember all that stuff you said about us? Yeah, screw you. We're back.
Yeah, remember how Mahomes is done, and he's gone, and he's past the hill? Yeah, get ready for this. Yeah, I'd say ready, man. I am ready for this. It's time. Let's go. And I'm excited to go to St. Joe for the first time as well. And I say that now, but we'll see what I say after.
Yeah, right.
Juwan Taylor, Christian Fulton will start camp on the physically too unable to perform list. We heard that from our guy, Nate Taylor, yesterday. One word on the Kansas City Royals weekend, losing 2 out of 3 to the Miami Marlins after the All-Star break.
Sad.
Yeah.
I mean, you had an opportunity after the break to keep a losing team losing. Now, I think they're only two games worse than the Royals are right now. But sad. That was an opportunity out of the break, and you didn't take advantage of it. And now you open a series in Chicago against one of the best teams in baseball, one of the hottest teams in baseball, one of the most impressive teams in baseball. Let's see what you can do against the Northsiders up in Chicago. But sad, losing two out of three to the Marlins, man, that really stinks coming out of the All-Star break. And for the second, you know, part of the season, the last 65 games or so, not a way you want to start.
Yeah, I would say hope, because that's kind of what I lost this weekend. I felt like I was rejuvenated the All-Star break. I kind of started to do that thing that all sports fans do. Well, you're only 4.5 game back, and it's been the worst franchise and worst offense in franchise history, so it can't get any worse, and the pitching's there, and I like Matt Cotrera and all those things, right? You start to kind of talk yourself into it.
Yeah.
And then you lose 2 out of 3 to one of the worst teams in baseball. You go, okay, hope's kind of evaporated then there. One word, though, hope is not evaporated for baseball. Rob Manfred was talking to Pat McAfee during the All-Star week just about kind of going out to content creators and kind of how they create traction online and on the internet. This is what Rob Manfred had to say.
Ironically, in the early years, we were, you know, very forward-thinking on internet delivery. You know, MLB.TV was the first over-the-top product. The problem is, we got into this thing where we thought we could drive everything to our platforms.
Got it.
Okay. So then when I became commissioner, you know, I came up a different side of the business. Some of the people you were referring to came to me and said, you know, we got this wrong. You know, we're just in the wrong place. We're trying to drive everybody here. The right strategy is to make sure we are where the people are. You got to go where people are going. And that shift has been a really good thing for us, a really good thing.
I mean, that's unbelievable stuff by Rob Manfred right there. Number one, somebody in that position admitting they were wrong. And number two, coming up with a plan to change that. And so I will say awesome by Rob Manfred, because they decided instead of forcing everybody to come find us, we need to go to where the people are. And this has been something, and I've shared the story 1,000 times from 2014, talking to an executive with the Royals whose son was a teenager at the time, didn't sit around and watch the game, saw all the highlights on Twitter or YouTube or wherever they were hanging out in 2014 online. That's where they were consuming baseball. And baseball, when they first started this MLB.com, they were ahead of the times, right? Their product, their internet, their interface was purchased by ESPN. Like, they were pioneers in all of this. But then they just said, okay, everybody come to us. Well, a lot of times people aren't going to go to you. You got to go to where the people are. And that's what they've decided to do. Getting Pat McAfee involved in the All-Star game. Brilliant move by Major League Baseball. Getting more involved with TikTok and having the opportunity to go to where the people are hanging out. And then when you go and show your face where the people are hanging out, you start to make impressions. And so that's the kind of change of pace that baseball has made with Rob Manfred, doing things for the fans, but also meeting the fans where they are. And if you want more fans, you got to go to them. They're not just going to show up and come to you. So good move by Rob Manfred.
Yeah, great move. I'd say listening, right? This is what we've always talked about. Sports is entertainment. We are kind of veering away from the sports nut guy. There are still those guys, but you've got to kind of go to your whole audience and kind of get a huge swath of people, right? And we talk about this with just NFL too, Red Zone. We want clips. We want it now. We want more content. We want a four square. We want as much as we can get right then. And as you mentioned, man, kids, sad as it is, just aren't watching full games anymore. They're getting it on YouTube. They're getting TikTok. Yep. They're getting the highlights. And that's where baseball is going. They made their game quicker, and now they're going to these online content creators and these influencers, and that's where the people are. And if you want baseball to be in the conversation, you've got to be there.
Yep, you have to be there.
Simple as that.
Yeah, you got to go to where the content creators are, and baseball's done it. Kudos to Major League Baseball.
Hockey was in the conversation a few months ago when they had their USA versus World game. Well, John Smoltz, former MLB pitcher, says that he wouldn't mind that in the MLB.
The game and the idea of the game has changed from the expectation of the player. A lot of things have changed that take it away from where it is an honor. It should be an honor. It should be based on your resume. And now you can get selected and not even go. I am 100% confident all the discussions would go away if we had a World versus USA All-Star game. Oh. I've said it for years. Hockey just went through it. It exploded. I don't watch a lot of hockey. I didn't miss 1 second of that All-Star. I thought it was compelling. I thought it was incredible. Guys were playing hurt. Guys missed the second half of their season because of that. With that comes that expectation that you are showcasing the greatest athletes on our planet. And we would have a roster that you could talk about on both sides that you could go, I don't know who's going to win. Is the World Baseball Classic the reason we're not going to that? But the World Baseball Classic has its own unique other countries that other players aren't in the current system that we have. I'm just saying, if you have me, give me a chance to put a USA jersey on, I got to have a broken arm to not want to put a USA jersey on.
Brilliant. That's the one word that I'll use for that take by John Smoltz. Brilliant, because fans will get excited about that. Players will get excited about that. And it changes. It makes it better. We've always had this American League versus National League when it comes to the All-Star game in baseball. And with as much as baseball has evolved and changed right before our eyes since the pandemic, this would be another step in that right direction to give somebody, the fans, something else to get excited about. Because Smoltz was right. Whether you were a hockey fan or not, you were watching that.
Mm-hmm.
You were watching that four-country thing, right? USA versus Canada on a Saturday night.
It was awesome.
Everybody was paying attention to that. People love to root for and play for their country. And if you've got USA versus the world in baseball for the All-Star game, think about how cool that would be. You'd really know who the best on the planet was because it's the USA versus the world. I think baseball needs to do that beginning next season. Great, great, great opinion by John Smoltz.
Yeah, my word would be both. Do both. Do that and do the AL versus NL. I don't know why we couldn't do both. I think both are awesome, and I think basketball should follow suit. USA versus world in basketball would be awesome. Real quick before we get out of here, one word on Scottie Scheffler. He won the Open.
Congrats. Yeah. He's won three of the four majors now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's become a machine.
I was going to say, GOAT, you know, he's kind of becoming into that sort of GOAT status. He's going to be an all-timer.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, he's, you know, all of a sudden you're like, how many majors has he won? How many has Tiger won? You know, like nobody's talking about that. Guy's won three this year.
It's nuts. That's crazy. And his first Masters.
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations to Scottie Scheffler. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, today is National Junk Food Day. What makes your Mount Rushmore of junk food? We'll get into that next.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. I hope everybody survived the weekend, getting ready for the start of a new week and the start of Chiefs training camp and all of the goodness that comes along with the start of football season. We'll have Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, coming up in about 30 minutes or so, around 8:20 this morning. We'll talk to Vern and talk about this sprint to the finish for the Royals. I think there are, 62 games left before the end of the season. It's not a second half anymore in baseball. I think they need to change that name, that narrative. They need to call this the sprint to the finish and really, really lean into it and really make it fun and exciting the last 65 games of the year, because that's essentially what it is. Once the All-Star break gets here, you got about 65 games to go to the end of the season. So it's really not the second half anymore. It is a sprint right now. They always talk about baseball being a marathon, not a sprint. Well, I hate to break it to you. It is a sprint right now to the finish. And so we'll see what the Royals do over the next 10 days. If they decide to go out there and make some moves and decide to go out there, pick up Salvi's option, which they need to do immediately, I believe, is pick up Salvador Perez's team option for 2026. Take that stressor away from Salvador Perez, just like the Chiefs took that stressor away from George Karlaftis. I expect George Karlaftis now to go out there and have a monster season, because there's nothing hanging over his head about the future. He knows that this team wants him. He's committed to them. They're committed to him. And I think for the final 62 games of the regular season in Major League Baseball, you can do the same for Salvi. And I think his production will be up if you agree and pick up his team option for 2026. One less thing that he has to worry about. Just go out there and play baseball, and I think he becomes a better baseball player once the Royals pick up that team option for 2026. It's time for them to do that. It is needed for them to do that, and it's important for them as an organization to do that, because the last thing you want is an unhappy Salvador Perez not picking up that team option and him going somewhere else to finish his career.
Oh, that would hurt.
Can't have that,
man.
Look, I know Tom Brady did it, and we see that happen a lot
for
in sports.
More often than not.
But that was a different dynamic in New England, too. Like, they were done. They were just done. That marriage was over.
Yep.
You know how it was. We don't need to go and talk about that. We all know what that was like. That's not the way it is here, though, in Kansas City. I think everybody wants Salvador Perez to stay around and be part of this organization for his entire career. I don't need to see Salvi in a White Sox uniform or a Marlin uniform or a Phillies uniform or a Tiger uniform or anything like that. I want to see him start with the Royals and end with the Royals, and then obviously he'll go into the Hall of Fame regardless of where he finishes his career as a member of the Kansas City Royals. All right, today is a big day for a lot of people. I know people are excited about this. You've been looking forward to this for the last year. Today is National Junk Food Day. I know you're excited about this because most of what you eat is probably still junk food with your metabolism, right? You get the opportunity to sneak in a couple of Snickers bars and fast food and all that kind of stuff and not have to worry about your waistline like some of us have to worry about all the time. So it is National Junk Food Day. What are you having on your Mount Rushmore of junk food? And we take your texts as well
on
the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. I want to hear from you guys. Give me your top junk foods, man. It's National Junk Food Day. I've got mine. Max got his. But I really am interested to know what you guys think when it comes to junk food. What is top of your list?
Yeah, what's the go-to thing that you know is unhealthy that you're just going to down all by yourself, right? For me, it's like and this isn't even super unhealthy, but I will eat the whole bag by myself whenever Hannah gets it for us. That's why it's not super often. But the baked barbecue Lays, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to eat the whole bag. And then after,
never been a baked chip fan.
Yeah, you're not a baked chip guy.
Yeah,
I'm huge baked Lays.
I mean, I feel like if I'm going to eat chips, I'm going to go all the way and eat the chips. Like, if you're going to smoke cigarettes, don't smoke the lights.
Yeah.
Barrel into the reds, bro.
Yeah, this is me kind of slowly dipping my toe into the junk food. But yeah, baked barbecue Lays would be mine. I would say Reese's. I got to have Reese's on mine. After I finish this baked barbecue Lays, I'm going to have some Reese's. And then we've got 913, number one junk food donuts, specifically Lamar's donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's two there. But I think those would be both on my Mount Rushmore. And then, you know, man, Winstead's is on my Mount Rushmore as well. And I think that's you shouldn't shame me for that. I'm just a Winstead's guy. I can feel your shame from across the glass. I'm keeping him in business, baby.
You are. Yeah. Single-handedly, you've kept Winstead's in business in Kansas City. My junk food list is chocolate, peanut butter, anything, whether it's a pie, cake,
it's
candy, an ice cream.
Smash.
You give me chocolate, peanut butter, anything, and I'm in. It doesn't matter. I will go with cheesecake as one of my top junk foods as well.
That's a good one.
I could sit around and just, you know, devour cheesecake all day long. My mom made a great cheesecake when I was a kid with those canned cherries. Oh, my God, it was so good. Dots pretzels or any of those kind of new flavored pretzels that they have out there right now. I know Frito-Lay has a Cool Ranch Dorito pretzel that has become kind of part of my appetite over the last couple of months. Oh, yeah.
Try that.
Pretzels that taste like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah. They're really good.
I'm in.
And finally, for me, the other one is like Twizzlers, red licorice, or, you know, licorice from the licorice guy in the Ozarks. Unbelievable. I love Twizzlers and red licorice. Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay. Yeah, it's good. I'll eat a few. If someone offered me, like, yeah, I'll have a Twizzler, but definitely not sitting down. That's something you'd sit down and you're cracking open the bag and you're going in.
Yeah, like if you go on a road trip, you buy Twizzlers, you eat the whole pack. You know,
really?
Like, yeah.
Oh, not for me.
You're not a Twizzler? You're not a licorice guy?
Yeah, okay, one or two pieces, but no, that's I'm not seeking it out.
Yeah.
913 says, wish I had a funnel cake in front of me. Pre-8 a.m. funnel cake would be crazy.
Yeah.
Cape Cod salt and vinegar chips from the 316, frozen Snickers. 4-pack of crumble cookies and chocolate peanut butter ice cream. I saw something pretty gross about the crumble cookies the other day. It made me be like, eh, but I don't know. But it's just because they weren't real. They were just like McDonald's fries, you know, in the Super Size Me when he leaves the fries and they look the same. It was kind of like that with the cookies. I was like, oh, that's weird. But
what do you mean? You left them sitting out and they never changed?
They never changed. They looked exactly the same.
How long did they leave them out for?
It's like a year.
Oh.
Yeah. But I'm like, oh, they taste so
good. They taste great. Who cares? Yeah.
They taste so good.
You're putting worse stuff in your body than a cookie that's been around for a year.
That's exactly right.
From the 816, speaking to me directly, I believe, Ruffles and French onion dip. Yeah.
Ooh,
the Ruffles with ridges, you know, you got to have the ridges and the dip, and the dip gets in the ridges, and oh, it's just, it is perfect. From the 913, Cheeto Puffs.
My dad's the same way. Cheeto Puffs, man, always.
Yeah, see, my mother used to eat Cheetos growing up, right? And then she decided, okay, as we all did in the 80s, we ate this stuff. It was all over our fingers. And then my mother decided, you know, no more Cheetos. She's going to start eating carrots to lose weight. She ate so many carrots, she turned orange. Now you look like a Cheeto. You know, she did. It was called keratosis. Look it up. It turns your skin orange if you eat too much. My mother was eating bags and bags of carrots. I'm like, what are you doing?
Kudos to her for really changing, though. She really did stop eating Cheetos. She started eating carrots.
Yeah, started eating carrots. Wow. You know, from one, you know, one orange snack to the next, but the carrots turned her orange. I'm like, okay, good Lord, man. My junk food is Funyuns.
I love Funyuns.
Yeah,
Funyuns are great.
Funyuns are fine, but they taste like styrofoam that is tossed in like onion.
You do there. I have had a couple bags of Funyuns where I'm like, okay, it's a little heavy on the styrofoam in this pack.
Yeah, you get some of that. Gummy worms from the 913. That is a good one, and Twizzlers as well coming in from the 913. Let's see what else we got here from a double dip mint chocolate chip on a waffle cone coming in from the 913. That is very, very specific.
That is.
Not reading that one. from the 816, junk food favorite, a German chocolate knot at Lamar's, a Cinnabon cinnamon roll, cappuccino to go with it from Quick Trip.
Just sugar lord. Oh my gosh, that sounds good though.
Yeah.
Cinnabon cinnamon roll cappuccino. Damn.
Oh, I see. Cinnabon cinnamon roll cappuccino. I thought that was a Cinnabon cinnamon roll and a cappuccino.
No, yeah. A German chocolate knot at Lamar's, so that donut, and then they get their Cinnabon cinnamon roll cappuccino from Quick Trip. That combo.
From the 785 Frito-Lay sales rep here, we also have the twist and dill pickle, garlic parm, and flamin' hot in addition to the Cool Ranch. Yeah, I've seen all of those at Hy-Vee, and I'm like, the Cool Ranch ones, I'm done. I don't need anything else because they are phenomenal. I mean, if you've had the Cool Ranch pretzels that Frito-Lay's putting out there, I'm going to tell you, game changer. Game changer. Yeah.
Pizza rolls after a late night garage session. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never misses. I'm more of a bagel bite guy over pizza rolls personally.
Okay.
But still, same thing. Yep. I love it.
Ooh, from the 785, just give me a bag of M&Ms. When I was fat, like last month, my mom and I used to sit around and share peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, so good.
The peanut butter M&Ms are amazing.
It's incredible.
Most of the M&Ms are good. The pretzel ones can kick rocks. I'm not a big fan of the pretzel M&Ms, but everything else is awesome.
Yeah, I've liked everything. I've gotten more and more accustomed to chocolate as I've gotten older. I'm still not a huge chocolate fan, but I love all M&Ms now. I'm in.
You love them all now?
Yeah, I'm in. I used to not like the plain ones, too chocolatey, but I like them now.
I was kind of that way, too. As I got older, I kind of appreciated them more because they melted in your mouth and not in your hand, and it was perfect. Yeah.
Yes, but you're right. Peanut butter M&M, that is goated.
Yeah. Ice cream sandwiches. Used to eat a whole box when I got them from the 740. You and me both, my man. I used to eat like a whole box of the Weight Watchers. You know, well, it's Weight Watchers. So these are going to be, watch my weight grow. Those new Nerds gummy clusters are gas,
dude,
from the 913. Are you in on those?
Yes,
you
those are great.
My kids love those things.
Yes, they're fantastic.
Yeah. From the 816, the OG junk food snack, the Hostess Cupcake. Let me ask you this, 816. Did you peel the icing off and try to get it all in one layer and just eat the icing separately like I did? Or is that just me?
Bob's eyes light up when he talks about, you know, past Fat Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Oh, he's still inside.
Oh, he's still there.
Yeah.
He's
Fat Bob is still there. I just can't let him.
Yeah. Can't let him control too often.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So keep him coming with your favorite junk foods as it is National Junk Food Day. Coming up, we've got 46 days till we kick it off. We got Max Chiefs burning question next.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.